Jai Baba. Today, my name is Mehruz Paruja, and today my father and I are going to be discussing on certain issues that most children, teenagers and adults have. Okay, so the first question. When an individual is in a time of confusion, what does that person do other than reading or meditation? As that doesn't work for me, and what should the people do who agree with me in this situation, as some people take up to nasty habits?
See, according to me, let's take an example. Let's say you are riding a bike and you're going fast. You're going down a slope and suddenly a few people come in front of you. What is the logical thing you will do?
Stop.
How will you stop?
By pressing the brakes.
Right?
Right.
You will not pedal faster, right?
No, no.
You will not pedal faster. When your dad keeps telling you, Meher, calm down, Meher, breathe. What is he trying to tell you? Meher, press the brake. You are telling me, no. You tell me anything else but press the brake.
But it doesn't work for me. Breathing, it does not work.
But sweetheart, breathing is like pressing the brake. Why I'm telling you is, see, understand one thing. Just take an example of riding a bike, pedaling fast, somebody coming in front of you. The logical thing, what would you do is, you would press the brake, slow down and halt the bike. Or are you going to just jump off the bike? You are telling me, Dad, I don't want to press the brake. Show me some way that I can jump off the bike. The bike might yet crash with those people. What I'm trying to tell you is this. When I keep telling you, Meher, relax, breathe. What am I trying to tell you is, don't react to a situation. Okay? How will you not react to a situation? How will you really not react to a situation? Is by, if you are calm. Right?
Right.
How are you going to get calm? I am giving you a very simple way of being calm. Is by taking a time out and just breathing. Because it has been proved not only by yogis, but it has been proved even by the medical fraternity that when you start breathing, not only the body, the nervous system, everything calms down and you are able to think more clearly.
Is that why I start yawning?
You start yawning because you're not breathing properly. Yawning means the body is not getting breath. It is now forced to take deep breaths. Okay? Sweetheart, in life, there may be times when you will be right, but somebody might disagree with you. Right?
Right.
In life, sometimes the other person may be right. How will you handle a situation wisely if you are agitated?
But can't there be some other way or method to use instead of breathing to calm down?
The only other way that I used to do when I was a kid was, if I was getting really agitated or angry, I would tell that person, I will talk to you some other time.
But did that help? Because many times
we say
and it still goes on in our mind at constant.
Sweetheart, number one, what am I doing by telling that person time out? I will talk to you about this after some time is, I'm not reacting. I'm not saying harsh words. I'm not saying mean things. Remember, I may be right or I may be wrong. But by reacting, I'm being wrong anyway. Right or wrong? By reacting, you automatically become wrong, whether you're right or wrong. So what am I telling that person? I will talk about this later on. I go out. Maybe I go for a stroll. I distract my mind with something else. What am I doing? Automatically, I am actually calming down.
Sometimes the opposite person does not want to calm down. He wants to fight, so he will force, like he will come behind you, or he won't allow you to go. Many people are like that. Very possessive and they can act crazy. What do you do then?
Sweetheart, there is no solution for stupidity. Okay? There is no mantra for stupidity. What am I trying to tell you? You got two options. One option is you handle it calmly. One option is you handle it calmly. The other option is if you feel that no, I can't handle it calmly, walk away. Walk away. Yes, there is a very beautiful third option. I've taught you this great mantra Baba has told us.
I know.
What is it?
Shut up.
Yes. So, you shut up. So, what are the three options? One option is breathe, calm down. Second option, take a time out, get out of that place. Third option, if that guy is a phenomenal, stupendous idiot, okay, then you keep quiet. Sweetheart, if there is a fire, don't put in more fuel if you want the fire to die down.
Many times people live with these, with the description you gave that person. So, can that person can't be quiet for the rest of their life? Like maybe it's a wife with a husband, or a husband with a wife, or a child with a parent. They can't possibly, you know, separate. A small child can't separate from the parent.
Mm.
How will the child, who will the child live with?
Mm.
So how long can the parent or the person going through basically be quiet? There's a time where...
That is what I'm telling you, sweetheart. That is what I'm telling you. The only way to handle it is with calmness. Because, tell me one thing. Let's say a parent is completely nuts. Are you also going to stoop down to that level? Are you also going to become like that parent? Are you going to become like that other person? Are you going to stoop down to that person's level? You got two options. One option is rise above a situation, or the second option is sink with that situation. Sweetheart, it's going to be difficult. You're going to meet innumerable people like this in life who are phenomenal idiots. Don't become an idiot yourself. That is why I am telling you the easiest way is you calm down. Otherwise, in a short time, you are going to become like that person who behaves so irrationally. That is why God has given us brakes on a bike. Pause. There's no other way, man. There's no other way. I don't see any other way. It's not a spiritual thing that I'm talking about. It's a practical thing I'm talking about.
So breathing is a solution, but can we use other methods to breathe? Like many people calm down when they do earth because their breath...
Exactly controls. What I'm saying, but... Now imagine, imagine somebody is fighting with you. What are you going to do? Remove a paper and pen and start drawing in front of that person? What are you going to
I
do?
Don't know, any method. Some people like using those fidget things.
So what will you do? You will leave that place, calm down via breathing or singing or cooking, and then address the issue. That is the second option.
Correct.
But sometimes in life you will not have the opportunity of walking away. Let's say an accident has taken place. That person is really angry at you. That person wants to hit you. What are you going to do? Tell that person, I'm going to come back when you're calm? No. That time only one thing will help you, Meher.
Breathing.
Actually, two things will help you. The first thing is calming yourself down. Or second thing is great knowledge of karate or kung fu. There's no third thing that will help you. Listen. Our yogis, the Sufis, the masters knew what they were saying. They knew what they were saying. I learned calming down very late in my life when I realized that reaction is only going to create more issues. I learned it the hard way. I don't want you to learn it the hard way. You getting it? I know it may sound boring. It may not sound the in thing.
It sounds very boring.
I know it may sound boring, but I'm telling you to press the brakes, sweetheart. Boring or not, it's the right thing to do. Okay? Anything else?
No.
No? Okay, great. Jai Baba.
Jai Baba.
Jai Baba.